And now in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, at verse 17, they which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens, with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. On the broadcast last Sunday, my message was entitled, America, Wake Up. My message today is a sequel to that message, and I've entitled it, America, Stand Up. After Nehemiah woke up the men of Jerusalem and Judah, he challenged them to stand up. He was right who said, concern without action is to no avail. It will do America little good to wake up if we do not stand up. Someone said, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country, and we need to underscore that and emphasize that more than ever before. He was right who said, all that is needed for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And one of the great sins of America, and one of the greatest sins of the church in the 20th century, is the sin of doing nothing. So many Christians and so many Americans are doing nothing about the plight in which we find ourselves today, politically, economically, and religiously. Jesus said, work, for the night is coming, when no man can labor. This is the day of labor. This is the day of work. This is the day of opportunity. This is a day of open doors. Tomorrow the opportunity will cease. Tomorrow the door will be closed. Tomorrow night cometh, when no man can work. When America stands up, the nations of earth will sit up and take notice. America is a leader among the nations of earth. America is a front runner in government, industry, economics, hygiene, education, culture, research, technology, and science. Because of the marvelous way in which this country has been blessed of God, I believe America has a moral responsibility to lead the other nations in the right path toward God. Where much is known, much is required. America is the most enlightened nation on earth, and more is required of America today than ever before. America is no stronger than its citizens. America can stand up only if you and I stand up. America can be revived only if we are revived. America can experience a spiritual renewal only if we experience a spiritual renewal. America can move toward God only if we move toward God. America can return to the ancient path only as we return to the ancient paths of our experience. America can have her spiritual cup full and running over only as our spiritual cups are full and running over. America can fall on her knees only as we fall on our knees. America can be forgiven only as we are forgiven. America can be strengthened only as we are strengthened. America can be healed only as we are healed. America can make spiritual progress only as we make spiritual progress in our own individual and personal lives. And America can clean up morally, spiritually, politically, governmentally, religiously, only as we clean up our lives in these areas. In other words, if America rises to a high spiritual plane, it will be because we as American citizens have risen to a high spiritual plane in our own individual lives. America is in graduate school scientifically, technology, and in culture. But America is still in the kindergarten spiritually, morally, and religiously. You see, science and technology are not going to revive us. Culture is not going to save us. We need the revival of spiritual truths. We need a revival of morality in our nation. We need an old-fashioned turning to God as we've never experienced before. America needs to look up, get up, and stand up. So I've entitled my message, America, Stand Up. In the first place, I would say, America should stand up and be counted on God's side. Back in the days of Moses and Israel, you will recall that when Moses was upon the mount, Israel made them a golden calf. When Moses came down off the mount with the tablets of the law in his hands, he discovered what Israel had done. Breaking the tablets, Moses said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come and stand by me." And the Levites came and stood by Moses that day. I believe we need another Moses in this day. I believe the question ought to go out, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him stand up and be counted." God's side is the best side. It's the winning side. It's the good side, the right side. God's side is the enlightened side, the glory side. It's the safe side, and it's the heavenly side. A man said to Abraham Lincoln during the days of the Civil War, "I hope God is on our side." To which Mr. Lincoln replied, "Let's make sure that we are on God's side." I repeat, America, stand up and be counted on God's side. In the second place, I believe America should stand up for the principles of righteousness. I read in Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people, even to Americans." You see, we in America think we are the people, and in a measure we are. But God is going to hold us responsible for our sins, just like He holds the nations of earth. In fact, God is going to hold us more nearly responsible because of the light, the education, and the spiritual enlightenment that we have received. I repeat, America should stand up for those principles of righteousness. If America wants to be exalted, we must be righteous. And the only way for America to be righteous is to adorn the righteousness of God. The only way that America can be adorned with the righteousness of God is to return to the principles of God's Word. And the only way we can return to the principles of God's Word is to have an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, spirit-led, sin-killing, devil-defying, knee-bending, heart-rending revival. And that's the greatest need in America today. Oh, I know we need to be militarily strong. We need to be economically balanced. We need education. We need technology. We need science. We need all of these things. But more than anything else, we need God, and we need revival, and we need a spiritual renewal in these dark days of apostasy in which we live. America then should stand up to all the principles of righteousness that are written in the Word of God. In the third place, America should stand up because the battle demands men of courage and conviction. There's no room in God's army for weaklings, for cowards, for deserters, and for spiritual draft dodgers. Paul said to young Timothy, "Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." The songwriter put it this way, "Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? No, I must fight if I would win. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll fight the battle, endure the pain, supported by Thy Word. And then when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. My friend, the battle will soon be over. But while we're in the heat of the battle, we must remember that the battle is between God and the devil. The battle is between good and evil, right and wrong, light and darkness." Our greatest illustration of patriotism is in the text I read a moment ago in Nehemiah chapter 4. We in America would do well to have the same spirit of patriotism that the people of Israel had in the long ago. We read in Nehemiah chapter 4 that they worked with one hand and held a weapon with another. They were busy building their country. They were busy building their city. And beloved, we are engaged in building our country today. Therefore, we should hold the weapon of the Word of God in one hand, because our warfare is not carnal, but spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we must fight. We must be in the heat of the battle if we are going to turn this nation back to God. We must have divinely imparted strength to stand. Paul said in Ephesians 6, having done all to stand, stand therefore with your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye may be able to ward off, to hold off all the fiery darts of the evil one, having done all to stand. We need divinely inspired courage to stand in these days, the courage of Elijah and the courage of John the Baptist. We need divinely implanted convictions in 1974. It is my conviction that a Christian should act like a Christian, talk like a Christian, walk like a Christian, dress like a Christian, look like a Christian, give like a Christian, go like a Christian, work like a Christian, and think like a Christian. It is my conviction that the church should present a united front to the world today, that we should preach the gospel around the globe, that we should produce strong soldiers for Christ, that we should prepare people for heaven. It is my conviction that church members should support all phases of the church's ministry. Never before has the call gone out like it's gone out in these days for Christians and church members to rally to the greatest cause on earth, the cause of Christ. It is my conviction that we as Christians and members of the church should pray one for another. We should put ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, into the church. I'm convinced and I'm convicted that you as a church member should get up early and stay up late to wage war against the flesh, the world, and the devil. I believe you should put Christ and the church first in your life. I believe that ought to begin today, in this hour, as you prepare for Sunday school and church attendance today. Put Christ at the heart of your day's activities. Put the Bible and the church first on your schedule today. As Christians become involved in the ministry of the church can become involved in its ministry of taking the gospel around the world. As the members of the church meet their obligation to the church can meet its obligation to the world. As Christians stand up, the church can stand up. And as the church stands up, America can stand up. I repeat, the time has come for America to stand up and be counted on God's side. The time has come when America should stand up for the principles of righteousness. America should stand up because the battle demands strong men, men of might, men of stamina, men of strength, men of courage. The only hope for America is a revival. And the only way we can experience that revival is for Americans to stand up for God. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. There are many of you listening to me in this hour who need to stand up. But before you get on your feet, you must first of all get on your knees. And I trust that you would do that right now by your radio. Take a moment or two. Get down on your knees right now. Just stop whatever you're doing. Get on your knees now and ask God to give you courage. Ask God to give you guidance and strength and stamina to stand up for Him today and all the days of your life. Ask God to give you strength to be in His house today, to put Christ first in your life. And my friend, if you've never trusted the Savior, right on your knees right now by the radio or even in your sick bed, in the hotel, or the motel, or the hospital, or the rest home, or in your own home, or driving across the city in your car, or driving that big old truck across the state, wherever you are this moment, open the door of your heart. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, Christ will come into your heart, and you too can stand up for God and righteousness in these dark days. May the Lord bless you as you do it right now. As we close the broadcast, may I remind you of the July offer. If you'll write during the days of July, we will send you free and postage paid the cassette tapes containing all the messages preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the days of July. All you need do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May I remind you again that we'd be happy to have you come today to our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We also invite you to the special musical production on Saturday night, August 3rd, by the Young Americans from Jacksonville, Florida. In the meantime, write today to Worth Baptist Hour. And now, as we leave the broadcast, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.